Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner. Perhaps you've wandered by the huge windows stretching floor to ceiling that beckon passers-by at the site of the old deco-style Schwing Motors building in Hamden. Instead of automobiles, now those windows host ever-changing art exhibits, dreamt up and created by the busy hands and minds of the artists hard at work at the nonprofit Make Studio. Now in its 16th year, the nonprofit supports the work of artists with disabilities in myriad ways, and the space creates an atmosphere that churns with creativity, collaboration, and fun. Their latest exhibit is Express Impressionist, the inversive artistic practice of Eddie Kill, and there's a gallery opening tomorrow night. Here to tell us all about Make Studio is Stefan Bauschmidt, its associate director and studio and art preparations manager. Welcome to On the Record, Stefan.
Thank you.
Also here is Jill Scheibler, Make Studio Operations and Program Manager. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
You are also both co-founders of Make Studio, along with Kathy Goucher. Remind our listeners first, how and why did Make Studio start?
Well, Jill and I met in the mid-2000s while we were both working at an organization similar to Make Studio in Washington, D.C., and sort of in the process of working together, we were exploring future avenues and sort of determined that there definitely would be a need for a program such as Make Studio is currently is in Baltimore. And so we commenced work on that project in 2009 and started providing services in the spring of 2010.
Make Studio is described as a progressive art studio.
Mm-hmm.
What is a progressive art studio?
So that terminology has come into practice, I think, in about the past 5 years. It was used as a shorthand to really describe programs that are radically inclusive. So defining inclusion for people with disabilities based on principles of disability culture and disability rights, rather than being focused on more assimilation practices as we'd seen historically. So in essence, all progressive studios are really foundationally focused on having programming that is by and for the artists that we work with.
The artists you work with at Make Studio, they seek you out, right?
Yes, and that can happen through miscellaneous channels. It can be the artists themselves. It can be their families or perhaps also a case manager or a community member.
And they are first and foremost artists in their own right who happen to have disabilities.
Correct. Artists will come to us with various levels of art experience. We've worked with artists who have been making art and identifying very publicly as artists for decades, as well as folks who have just graduated from high school and are looking for a way to continue developing.
How do you help them develop? What kind of support do you give them?
The environment in which the artists work on a daily basis could be described as an open studio, which means that there are workspaces and work tables sort of distributed throughout a large room where there's also shelves with various materials that the artists have access to. It is structured not as a class, obviously, which means that the artists work on their individual projects that they determine, and then staff that is present will provide support as needed. Now, that can mean that, you know, we have artists who work almost completely independently throughout the day. And we also have artists that, you know, because of their needs, will require periodic input and support and assistance throughout the day.
About how many artists do you work with?
Close to 50.
And what media do they work in?
Oh, pretty much anything you can think of.
Yes. Predominantly, I would say that our artists work in two-dimensional media, but there's, of course, exceptions to that rule. And we have also artists who engage in fiber sculpture or paper mache, styrofoam, you name it.
What other kinds of programming happen at Make Studio?
Yeah, we have, as we've grown, been able to really diversify and open up to serve more folks throughout our local communities. So we have workshop programming, we have, you know, receptions and public events that the public is very much welcome to. We do programming both in our gallery and out in the community. And over time, artists are more so front and center in leading that programming. So we have artists artists who really excel as teaching artists, for example, and so have been able to develop really extensive workshop programming to be held, you know, in settings as diverse as senior centers to library spaces and classrooms as well.
That's Jill Scheibler, Operations and Program Director of Make Studio. Also here, Stefan Bauschmid, Make Studio's Associate Director and Studio and Art Preparations Manager. We're talking about what goes on in their space in Hamden. This is On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner. I want to talk with you both now about the latest Make Studio show. It's called Express Impressionist, the Inversive Artistic Practice of Eddie Kill. Tell us about the artist. Who is Eddie Kill?
So Eddie has been working at Make Studio since 2019, and he primarily works with acrylics and researches his projects on the internet. A lot of it is impressionist painters, French painters, and also their works.
So I would say that Eddie is an energetic young artist, and I believe was identified as being, you know, had a very avid interest in art while in school. And so like several of our artists, you know, that is how he found his way to us. He had folks in his support network and his family who, you know, identified that interest and wanted to foster it. And Eddie is, from what I've seen, a quite fearless artist in terms of how he approaches his use of materials.
I should maybe also add to that that Eddie does not communicate to a large degree in the way that we perhaps are normally used to. His verbal interactions are more or less just kind of acknowledgments of perhaps questions that we ask him or pieces of advice that we give him by repeating those back to us.
Describe Eddie's work for us.
So from these references that he usually prints out on a color laser printer, he essentially transforms the impressionist tone and gesture into a very expressionist form. He starts replicating the skeleton of the piece with a pencil drawing on a piece of paper, and then sort of fills in the areas with acrylic paint in very vivid colors, and then finishes the piece off with very clear delineations with acrylic marker.
The show highlights the inversive artistic practice. What is an inversive artistic practice?
I guess it's sort of a wordplay on the fact that his interest is sort of classical French impressionist paintings and painters, and then he sort of does his renderings of them in a very expressionist manner.
It's like he takes he just sort of wipes away all of the softness of that it often draws one to impressionism. He just kind of wipes it out without a second thought and essentializes it to these just big, bold blocks of color. And so you can sort of see the reference material within it, but he's created something completely new through his viewpoint on it.
And this is his first solo show?
Correct.
Yes.
He is not able to be with us today, but you both have worked closely with him. What do you both think that viewers should be able to take away from this exhibit?
I think I would, for me, something that I take away and I'd like for others to take away is that when you see so many of Eddie's pieces together and seeing the ways in which that he has inverted his source material, that he has a very distinct point of view, and that speaks to what he wants to communicate and what is essential to him to communicate. And he does so very aptly, so aptly visually, even though he is selectively verbal.
Yeah, I would to that I could add that I find Eddie's practice as a sort of unwavering visual voice with which he sort of interprets these paintings that he's so fond of and that he's gravitating towards, and thereby making those sort of his own, I guess.
Thank you both so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jill Scheibler is the Operations and Program Director at Make Studio in Hamden. Stefan Bauschmid is Associate Director and Studio Art and Preparations Manager. We've been talking about their latest exhibit, Express Impressionist, the Inversive Artistic Practice of Eddie Kill. There's a gallery reception tomorrow, Thursday, June 19th, from 5 to 7 p.m. They've got more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Ashley Sterner. If you missed part of today's conversation, subscribe to the On the Record podcast. Glad you're with us on the record. We'll be back on Friday.